Ladies and gentlemen, the President of the United States and Mrs. Laura Bush.
A man who is open-minded and treats everyone with respect. And the man whose own actions have taught me the true meaning of integrity, honesty, and courage. I'm so excited to introduce your president and my dad, George W. Bush.
Florida will repay your hard work, your advocacy for this state, with a great election victory on November 2nd. I give you my brother and a great President of the United States, George W. Bush.
We're going to travel your state today, and we'll be back quite often asking the people of Florida for their vote. There's nothing like an early morning rally in the great state of Ohio. I want to thank you for what you have done. I want to thank you for what you're going to do. You're going to turn out a big vote, and we're going to carry Wisconsin.
Well, 4 more years. 7 more years. 7 more years. 7 more years. Let's put Bush and Cheney in the White House for 4 more years.
Just because the country is so polarized, I think the candidates really are on sort of the more extreme side of each political spectrum, like more so than we've seen in several years.
He's a strong leader, and he believes what he believes in. He doesn't change. If you know where he's coming from, unlike Mr. Kerry, who can't make up his mind.
The hard truth is, and this is a hard truth, that our president has made serious mistakes in taking us to war in Iraq.
He showed me that he can lie to the whole country about the reasons for going over there. I don't think that shows a good character.
The President of the United States and the Vice President of the United States may well be the last two people on the planet who won't face the truth about Iraq.
You know, knowing what I know today, even though we haven't found the stockpiles of weapons we thought were there, I'd have still made the same decision. America and the world are safer with Saddam Hussein sitting in a prison cell.
Through all the ups and downs of joy and hurt, George, for better or worse, I still will choose you first. George, George.
He isn't afraid to say that he's a Christian and that he prays a lot. And I think that means a lot to a lot of us in this country, that we have a president that prays before he makes decisions. I know that doesn't go over a lot with a lot of people, but for a lot of us it does.
We stand for a culture of life in which every person matters and every being counts. We stand for marriage and family, which are the foundations of our society.
There's no Jesus, tell me who died for us. If there's no Father, why do I feel His love? If there's no heaven, tell me where do mamas go?
He's a man of values, he's a man of honesty, and a man of integrity. And he's got the guts to make the call for going to war. And I know war is not the best thing in life, but it's better if we can solve the problem in its nest and let it spread.
It is such a wonderful feeling to vote. You know, this election is in the hands of the people, and I feel very comfortable about that.
America has spoken, and I'm humbled by the trust and the confidence of my fellow citizens. With that trust comes a duty to serve all Americans, and I will do my best to fulfill that duty every day as your president.
Looking back on the Bush campaign in Washington, I'm Scott Stearns.